The General Services Administration plans to reduce barriers for login.gov adoption through more partnerships, infrastructure, and methodologies for high-impact servers. The announcement comes after the Technology Modernization Fund Board awarded almost $187 million in awards to the GSA for the sign-on shared service. According to a GSA spokesperson, partnerships would entice larger agencies like the Internal Revenue Service and the Social Security Administration to use login.gov. The spokesperson noted that the portal will provide equitable identity verification technology solutions and in-person verification options. The TMF award is designated for operational enhancements around cybersecurity and fraud detection and prevention, FCW reported. The initiatives under the award include creating identity verification tools and resources, finding alternatives for remote identity verification, and improving overall access to login.gov to streamline its ability to support vulnerable communities. Jeremy Grant, the former senior executive advisor for identity management at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, said the multi-million-dollar TMF award is a sign that the government is starting to take digital identity security more seriously budget-wise. He added that the government should also consider creating a plan to more broadly address identity challenges beyond government services. Grant, who currently serves as Managing Director of Technology Business Strategy at law firm Venable, noted that the GSA has been addressing the portal's identity verification gaps by creating a toolkit that offers identity validation services. Initial funding worth $27 million will be provided for the program, and additional allocations will be released when benchmarks have been reached.